An eviction on Tuesday in Philadelphia's Kensington neighborhood ended with the tenant in the hospital after a court-appointed landlord-tenant officer opened fire. Our very own Aaron Moselle, who is the Planned Philly reporter here at WHYY, has been covering this. Welcome to Studio 2, Aaron.
Thanks for having me.
Aaron, what are landlord-tenant officers? Who employs them and what do they do?
Yeah, so in Philadelphia, unlike in other parts of the state, we have kind of an odd system where we have the Philadelphia Sheriff's Office, which people are probably familiar with. They do some evictions, but the majority of evictions, and when I'm talking about evictions, I'm talking about actual lockouts where people are, you know, thrown out of their homes or told to leave their homes. Those are carried out by what are called landlord-tenant officers, and they are private contractors. They are hired by a private attorney who is appointed by the courts, and landlords pay them to do lockouts, to deliver various eviction-related paperwork. And it's confusing for people because they often do think it is the sheriff's office showing up because people just don't know that the office exists and they don't know what it does.
So are they uniformed? Are they plain clothes? Like, what are
they are?
And they physically show up.
They will knock on your door and say, you got, you know, at least according to attorneys, that you got 10 minutes, get your stuff, get out. They are armed. They are not necessarily in uniform. They don't necessarily, I think they have an ID number, but they don't have like a traditional badge you might see with a sheriff deputy. They are not sworn law enforcement. They are not government employees. They are private contractors paid by this private attorney who is known as the landlord-tenant officer, been around since the 70s.
And so let's dig into this particular incident. Because I'm thinking this, a regular looking person shows up to tell you to get out. They're armed. What happened in this incident? And I understand this wasn't the first time recently where someone ended up shot.
No, this recent incident on Tuesday was the third time in about the last 4 months that one of these deputy landlord-tenant officers fired their gun. There was, in late March, a woman was shot in the head during an attempted lockout. And then in June, there was another incident with a gun where a dog was shot at. The dog wasn't hit. No one was injured. And then most recently, you had this woman in Kensington who was shot in the leg. Now, what happened, allegedly, is that one of these landlord-tenant officers showed up, and it was not a peaceful interaction with the tenant. Mm. The tenant allegedly physically assaulted the property manager and also went to attack the landlord-tenant officer as well. And at one point, allegedly, there was a knife involved. She was wielding a knife and was directed to stand down. Essentially, she didn't, and a shot was fired, I'm told, basically to, you know, disable her. And she went to the hospital in stable condition. But, you know, it's still shocking because this is not what typically happens with these landlord-tenant officers. As I said, they've been around for about, you know, for decades, and violence is not a common theme here. There was an incident years and years ago where a tenant actually shot one of the landlord-tenant officers. But in terms of the landlord-tenant officers firing their weapons, that's pretty unusual. And so to have sort of a string of them here, it's really alarming. Housing advocates and elected officials who were saying, you know, this is already a violent, you know, process, and now we're actually talking about physical violence.
In the near term, what has been done in response to this, and what are the potential long-term reforms people are putting out there?
Right, so nothing really happened until yesterday, and what happened yesterday was that the landlord-tenant officer, Marissa Shooter, agreed to stop doing evictions until basically further notice, and the agreement is that she'll retrain all of her deputies in, you know, de-escalation and you know, how to properly, you know, when to discharge your firearm and all that stuff. It's a little vague on kind of when it will be clear that this officer can resume their function. So for now, it's just the Philadelphia Sheriff's Office that will be doing evictions. It's unclear how that will play out because, as I said, they are not typically who's showing up to do these. And so we have that as the first major step. And then there is some legislation in Harrisburg to basically bar private law firms from carrying out evictions. And it's a statewide bill, but it's pretty directed at Philly because, as I said, other jurisdictions do not do evictions in this way. And actually, another state lawmaker has introduced another bill, which is aimed at doing some reforms that have been called for on the city level. So that's all in progress. So it's a little bit of a wait and see.
Yeah, I understand there's some retraining going to happen, because I'm thinking that's a very traumatic, emotional moment when you're being evicted. We only have 30 seconds. Any work to teach
the Yeah, the training is a big part of what people are calling for in terms of reforms, because training is not required to do this job. So they're looking to sort of professionalize, bring more transparency.
No training is required.
No, and there's no real guidebook like you see in other cities. So It's all about transparency, accountability, and predictability, because a lot of this happens because people don't know when and what time and what day they're going to show up.
Well, that is Aaron Moselle from WHYY's Plan Philly. Thanks for joining us on Studio 2, Aaron.